This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Boy, we have a couple of great players here. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's match. Warm up they should, because today one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you all set to play Starcade? All right, let's have at it. Here we go. Run down the hall, we're all set to go. These are our two players. You guys are dressed alike, you know that?
Yeah, I don't know where he got his. My mom just bought mine.
Did she? Well, good. We won't give a plug to the store she bought it at, but I'll ask you your name and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name's Frank Ray. I was born in Hayward, California, and I live in San Ramon now. And I like to play video games, and originally I started in computers, and that advanced to video games.
Good. You were starting computers advanced to video games. Some people would think it's the other way around. Okay, Frank, nice to see you. Welcome to the show. Wish you good luck. And your name?
My name's Andrew Pink. I'm 19 years old. Currently, I'm living in San Mateo, California, and I'm attending a junior college there. I'm no longer working as a petroleum transfer engineer. And if you'd all like to know what that is, that's a gas station attendant.
What are you doing?
Now I'm a purveyor of exquisite cuisine.
I see. What is that?
I work in a taco restaurant, making tacos.
Okay, Andrew, good luck to you. You guys shake hands, head over to the podiums, and while you go over there, Kevin is going to tell us about the five games today. Kev?
Jeff, today's lineup will take Frank and Andrew on a non-stop video adventure. Our first game today, Motor Race USA, a low-riding biking experience. Then it's Kroll. He's real cruel. In the middle, it's Change Lanes, a mad drive to be ruler of the world. Sinistar, he lives and he hungers. And Mazer Blazer, a chance to zap space bugs right out of this world. Jeff?
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Those are today's five games. Some good games up there, a couple of my favorites. Both of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick that in the first three games, we have a great prize automatically yours. And Kevin now is going to whisper to our home audience and tell them what it is.
Today's mystery game is Sinistar.
Thank you, Kev. All right, Frank and Andrew, I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer it. Answer it correctly, you pick the first game. You all set? Hands right on buzzers. In Arabian, you can make bonus points by A, jumping over the rock birds, or B, collecting the letters to spell Arabian. Frank, you're in first. B, collecting the letters to spell Arabian. Right you are. Okay, Frank, what do you say? Which of those games you want to start off with?
How about Motorcycle USA?
Motorama USA, okay. You got that, Motorama USA. That's a fun game. And Kevin, our old biker, will tell us how to play it. Kev?
I got my leathers on for this one, Jeff, and I don't mind telling you, you're a little bit off the road with the title. It's Moto Race USA, and you are just cruising along, not bothering nobody. On the road from L.A. to New York, and you can get real satisfaction from jumping rivers, using narrow bridges and paths, and doing wheelies. But don't get too carried away. You need that gas on the road, and you can get into a lot of trouble if you don't watch out. You picked Moto Race USA, and that makes you a low-riding biker.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. You know what, Frank?
What?
I not only gave the wrong name of the game, but I forgot to tell you and Andrew what the grand prize is today. So let me tell you and everybody that. That happens to be Frontline today. That's the game you're going to be playing today. Okay. That stepson, Jason, thinks that's the best game in the world, so he'd never forgive me if I forgot that. Okay, Frank, let's deal with Motor Race USA. I know you know how to play it. I'll give you a couple hints. If you stay in the narrow lanes, you get more points. You know about that?
Yeah.
And if it looks like you're going to crash, you have a brake button there.
Okay.
Okay, if you're good, you can get 8,000, 9,000 points here in 50 seconds. Let's see how well you do. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, here we go. Oh, he got you right away. Careful. Oh, into a tree. Frank, how you doing? Frank. Give it up, Frank. Points, Frank, not bad at all. You had a little bit of trouble, huh?
Yeah, in the beginning it started getting rough. Yeah,
then you got onto it and that was good. So you head back. Andrew, come on down. Now, as you see, Andrew, the secret of this game is do not crash,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Say, I will not crash.
I will not crash. I will not crash.
Okay.
I will not crash.
Okay. Turn around, turn around, turn around, and get ready to play. 50 seconds for you also. Get ready, get set, play. Crash, you crash, you crash. Oh, you had a little bit of trouble, too. 3,500 points, Andrew. Don't go away just yet because we want to pause for a commercial. And when we come back, we're going to find out who's going to get the chance to choose the next game right here at the Stars Game.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Frontline, a battlefield commissioned to protect your forces from invaders. It's a tricky business and always a challenge to maintain freedom in Frontline, furnished by Taito America. And now the battle continues on Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. It sure does. Well, let's see where Frank and Andrew are after our first game, Motor Race USA. Frank, you have a score so far of 5,000 points. Andrew, you have 3,500. Okay, not too many points separating the two of you. Of course, Frank, you're in the lead, but there's still another game to be played in this round. Then the total points scored on both games is going to determine who gets to play the name of the game board. You ready for another question? Hands on buzzers. Here it comes. How many stages of play from Neptune to Earth in Gyrus? A23, B27. Andrew.
27.
23 is the answer. Too bad. Just missed by 4. But that was enough. Okay, Frank, you get to choose the game again. What are you going to play this time?
Sinistar.
That happens to be the mystery game, Frank. Good for you. And Kevin is going to tell you what you've won. Kev?
Frank, it's Pac time. You've won a Pac-Man and a Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxon.
All right, Frank, good. What time is it, Frank?
I don't have a watch on.
Well, see,
so
now
that
you
will
do.
Come
see
in
how
handy,
good?
Yeah.
Yes, you will. See that? Okay. Let's find out about Sinistar. It's a great game, and Kevin's going to tell us a little bit about it.
You don't want to get too close to this guy. Mine the crystals on Sinistar by firing on the planetoids. Then scoop them up, because these crystals make Cinnabombs. And lots of Cinnabombs are the only thing that can save you when Sinistar comes for you. And this far-out thing will come for you. So be ready to fight or run from Sinistar.
Okay, Frank. Now, you're a Sinistar player, I know. But I want to give you a little advice because it's a little different here than in the arcade. You only have 50 seconds. And, Andrew, you might want to listen to this, too. That sometimes in a short amount of time like that, you might go for the worker ships. You'll hear a special sound when a warrior ship shows up. Go for that, too. That's 500 points, because the chances are in 50 seconds you will never hear Sinistar say, "Run, coward, run." You all ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right, sir. Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. Thank you. second. Yeah, you gotta watch this. Good for you. Here's another one. 10 seconds. $4,300. Okay, not bad. Not bad at all. Take care. Head on back. Andrew, come on down. Okay, 4,300 is what he got. That's the score you want to beat. You're a little bit behind, so you need some points. You're all set to go?
All set.
You'll have 50 seconds also. Okay, ready? Get set. Play. Second. Gotta worship. Got another one. Good for you. Where'd that guy go? There he is. No, no, I got you. Points, too bad. 3,850. Okay, you did pretty well, too. Now head on back. We're going to add all the scores up. I think it's pretty close. We're going to find out who's going to have a chance to play the name, the game board. But you know, Frank and Andrew, both of you had a chance to play Motor Race USA and Sinistar. And now one of you is going to play for a special prize. So we total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the name, the game board. Frank, you have 9,300. Andrew, you have 7,350. Frank, it's you. Come on down here. All right, Frank, nice playing. Would you turn around just for a second? Because I want to tell you about what we're going to have for you here. We have four video screens, okay? Yeah. Now, we're going to show you four video games. If you guess the games correctly, we have a great prize for you. If you don't, we don't, okay? All right, turn around. Look up in the upper left-hand corner. And up there, is that Defender or Stargate?
Defender.
Right you are. That's one. Next one, Mousetrap or Mappy?
Mappy.
Mappy is right. Third one, Tutankham or Blueprint?
Blueprint.
No, sorry. One wrong. You still have a chance here. Is this Robbie Roto or Roundup?
Robbie Roto.
No, it's Roundup. Doggone it, Frank. A little trouble with the video screens. Turn around here, my friend. No prize for that, but you're well in the lead, and we'll find out if it's you or if it's Andrew who's going to go on for Frontline in just a few moments. Stand by. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. Now we're at round two, the big challenge for both you guys. Only one game left to play, this time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores from both games and see who's going to have a shot at the video arcade game Frontline. You ready, Frank?
Yeah.
You ready, Andrew?
Ready.
Here comes your last question. Hands on buzzers. What color is Captain Cruiser in Wacko? A, orange, B, green. Andrew.
Orange.
No, you keep guessing, but you keep guessing wrong. Unfortunately, it's green. So, Frank, once again, you get to pick the game. What are you going to pick?
Change lanes.
Change lanes. That's a lot of fun. Okay, Kevin, tell us about changing lanes.
This planet is car crazy. On this world, the leader is chosen by how well he drives. Some say that's the superior method of choosing a leader to all the others used in the galaxy. This is the ultimate test for any challenger to world leadership. The rules are simple. There are none. Except the old one, keep off the grass, drive on the road, or drive in the river. It's all the same. Reach the 9th checkpoint and foil them all and become the new supreme king of the world in Change Lanes. But beware of forces loyal to the present king. They've mined the river, and they are circling in jets. It's Change Lanes.
Okay, Change Lanes. Andrew and Frank, let me tell you about Change Lanes. After you get gas at the first checkpoint, head towards the left-hand lanes. That's going to keep you safe, get you away from the pylons, and this is a high-scoring game. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, you're in the lead, so you get as many points as you can, and so you can keep your lead. Okay, you have 40 seconds. Are you ready? Get set. Play. We'll gas you up here. Here you go. Good drive. 20 seconds. Woo! Ten seconds, you'll have a chance to get some more points here. Seven, six. Points, Frank. Nice going. Head on back. Andrew, come on down. Well, Frank got himself over 100,000 points, so you got your work cut out for you, but it's a high-scoring game. Faster you go, more cards you pass, the higher your score goes.
Got it.
You all set? Okay. Yeah. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Oh, no. Come on. 10 seconds. Will you have time? Gotta get some gas in there. Refuel. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No time, 83,345. Oh, you got trapped a couple of times there by those other bad drivers. They're probably all from L.A. Head on back, Andrew. We're going to add up the scores, so we'll show you what happened here. And the grand total here, Frank, you have a grand total of 110,505. Our little board didn't go as high as you scored, Frank. And Andrew, you have 90,695. Frank's the winner. Congratulations to you, Frank.
Very good.
And Andrew, you are a good player. It's been nice knowing
you.
We have some nice gifts for you.
Okay.
Thanks for being here on Starcade.
It's been very fun. Thank you.
I'm glad you've had a good time.
A lot of fun.
Good enough. I forgot to ask you where you got your shirt, but I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
And Frank, you're our champion.
I can't believe I did that because on that game, I was supposed to go in the water because you get more points if you go in the water.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't, and I thought I was going to crash, and I was going through a frantic.
Boy, you did great, though. You're the winner. Now, you asked me before what the grand prize was for somebody who won. Let's find out.
It's the Spectra Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business applications featuring 112K of memory, CPM capability, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectra Video.
Well, you've got the Spectra Video, you got yourself some Ms. Pac-Man and Pac-Man watches, and if you had that watch right now, you'd know in just a few moments, you're going to have a chance for your own frontline game. We'll be right back.
I was going to.
And welcome back to Starcade. How you feeling, champ?
I'm feeling great. Great computer.
You should feel great. You've got yourself a computer. Now you have a big challenge, a chance to win your own arcade game, Frontline, as you know. We still have two games left unplayed. If you check up there, you see Kroll and Mazer Blazer. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Kroll, you'd have to score at least 8,053 points. If you pick Mazer Blazer, you'd have to score at least 4,559 points. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reach your decision?
Yes, I want to play Kroll.
Kroll. Okay, that means that you have to get 8,053 points in 30 seconds. Not easy. Why'd you pick Kroll?
Because when I was playing it in the game room during Starcade, I really liked the game, and it's a fun game. And during 5 minutes, I got higher than that. So.
Well, yeah, in five minutes, you should get higher than what you're going to get in 30 seconds.
I mean, it's an easy game.
Okay.
For the front.
All right, well, we'll see. If you do 8,053 points in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, and Kevin is going to tell us about Kroll while he does that. Andrew, you congratulate Frank, and Frank and I will go over and get ready to play the game.
Frank, for the next 30 seconds, you are Kroll on a mission to rescue Princess Lisa from the beast. First, collect the pieces of your weapon, the glaive, avoiding the crushing boulders. Then begin the adventure, picking up your army for points, defending yourself with the glaive, and it is a magic weapon that always returns. You are Kroll.
Now, Frank, in 30 seconds, you're going to have to get all the glaives because you get 1,000 points per glaive. Get onto the next screen and get some points there.
Yeah, I think I can do it because this is an easy game.
All right. Well, if you can, that's great. We'd like to see you take Frontline home with you. Turn around and get ready. 30 seconds to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. There's one. Two. Three. 4,000. Five. Good for you. Time's moving. 12 seconds. Come on. You did it! You did it, Frank! That's enough! You got it, my friend! You got yourself Frontline! Congratulations to you! Just had a few seconds left. You are some champion there. Here comes your friend to congratulate you. Listen, we have some really good games coming up for you, Starcade. Don't miss it next time. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.